This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, December 8th, 2023. Amateur Radio Digital Communications, ARDC, and the ARRL Foundation announced a 3-year commitment with over $2.1 million in combined funding to support scholarships for radio amateurs, radio technology for classroom teachers, and amateur radio club grants. This commitment reinforces a strong shared vision between ARRL and ARDC to invest in the future of amateur radio through programs supporting the next generation of radio amateurs. ARRL and ARDC share a common vision for the future of amateur radio, said ARRL Foundation President David Norris, K5UZ. The foundation exists to support the next generation of radio amateurs, and we are so proud to collaborate with ARDC to make these programs possible. ARDC scholarship at the ARRL Foundation has supported nearly 100 amateur radio operators in pursuit of their educational goals since its inception in 2020. The renewed commitment will result in over 200 total scholarships awarded over the next 3 years for radio amateurs pursuing higher education, with scholarships ranging from $5,000 to $25,000. The ARRL Club Grants Program was introduced in 2022 with initial funding from ARDC. And thanks to this next round of collaboration, the ARRL Club's grant program will continue in 2024. These club grants are critical to the future of amateur radio because of the importance of mentoring and helping licensees become active in amateur radio. Additional funding from ARDC will extend the effectiveness of ARRL outreach programs to teachers and schools, including the ARRL Teachers Institute for Wireless Technology. The monies will be used to purchase equipment to allow students to get hands-on STEM experiences through radio communications and radio technology. You can read more about this exciting announcement on ARRL News. The Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, published new rules adopted last month that replaced the symbol rate restrictions on the HF bands with a bandwidth limit of 2.8 kHz. The new rules go into effect on January 8, 2024. The bands and band segments affected by the rules change are those authorized for data transmission between 160 and 10 meters, exclusive of 60 meters where no change was made. In adopting a bandwidth limit in place of the baud rate limit, the FCC agreed with ARRL that some limitation is necessary because without a baud rate or bandwidth limit, data stations using a large amount of spectrum for single emissions could do so to the detriment of simultaneous use by other stations using narrowband emission modes. ARRL has advocated for this change for a long time, and the move opens amateur data communications to faster and more modern modes and restores the incentive to amateurs to experiment with and develop faster and more efficient data methods. The FCC also requested comment on removing similar symbol rate restrictions in the rules governing the 2200-meter band, the 630-meter band, as well as the VHF and UHF bands. The VHF bands with baud rates that are 6-meter, 2-meter band, and the 1.25-meter band. The single UHF band with a baud rate is the 70-centimeter band for 20 to 450 megahertz. The further notice of proposed rulemaking proposes to maintain the existing bandwidth limits in the commissioner's rules for these VHF and UHF bands, but seeks comment on whether they should be kept, and if so, whether the bandwidth should be changed. The commission is also seeking comment on whether bandwidth limits should be adopted for application for the 2200 and 630-meter bands, and if so, what an appropriate bandwidth limit would be. Public comments for these additional issues are sought, and the comment period is open until January 8, 2024. Replies to the comments are due no later than January 22, 2024, and if changes are later adopted, the rules will go into effect in the same manner as they did for the other bands after notice and publication in the Federal Register. The International Telecommunications Union, ITU, World Radio Communication Conference 2023, known as WRC 23, began November 20th in Dubai and will continue through December 15th, 2023. During WOC 23, the ITU's 190 sovereign member states, each with one equal vote, will address items on a formal agenda in an effort to reach consensus on revisions to the ITU radio regulations, the international treaty governing the global use of radio frequency spectrum and satellite orbits. The International Amateur Radio Union, IARU, is a sector member of the ITU and globally represents the interest of amateur radio. A contingent of representatives from IARU and ARRL in the U.S. are attending the meetings. ARRL serves as the International Secretariat of the IARU. The agenda of items to be reviewed for WRC 23 was established at the completion of the last conference. That was back in 2019. Of primary importance to the amateur and amateur satellite services is Agenda 9.1 Topic B, which addresses the amateur use of the 23-centimeter band and the co-frequency by use by several radio navigation satellites, RNSS systems, in the 1240 to 1300 megahertz band. The work at WRC 23 involves several committees, working groups, and sub-working groups that negotiate spectrum matters in an effort to reach consensus on the conference agenda items to subsequently be presented and formally adopted during the final plenary session. You can read more about this story at ARRL.org. ARRL is celebrating the success of an ARRL Teachers Institute on Wireless Technology graduate. The skills learned in the Teachers Institute have led to a school having an amazing opportunity using amateur radio. On Monday, December 11, 2023, students at the Harbor Creek Senior High School in Harbor Creek, Pennsylvania, will host an amateur radio on the International Space Station ARRIS Contact. Assistant Principal Drew Mortison, AC3DS, completed the Introduction to Wireless Technology program. Mortison, along with Alan Lombardozzi, KC3TGY, and Elaine LaFuria, KC3SFY, have led the development of a robust amateur radio program at that school. After attending the ARRL Teachers Institute, their students prepared and launched their own high-altitude balloon, capturing the interest and passion of other students, teachers, and the community. 15 Harbor Creek students participating in the ARRIS Contact are licensed amateur radio operators, and since applying for the contact in November of 2022, Harbor Creek has seen 16 students earn their amateur radio licenses, with three going on to earn their general class licenses, and three more going on to earn their amateur extra class licenses. Students at the Harbor Creek School District Advanced Technologies Group, KC3SGV, meet regularly and fill meeting space to maximum capacity. The students of the group will live stream the event on their YouTube channel, and those students will manage and run that live stream as well. ARR Education and Learning Manager Steve Goodgame, K5ATA, is excited about the school's success, stating, "The program at Harbor Creek Senior High School is a shining example of the impact the ARRL Teachers Institute on Wireless Technology can have on students." And if you're interested in supporting STEM education through the Teachers Institute on Wireless Technology, visit www.arrl.org/give-to-STEM. Melissa Gaskill, a science teacher from Austin, Texas, has written a comprehensive review about the 40-year history of amateur radio in space. In her article, Ham Radio in Space, Engaging with Students Worldwide for 40 Years, Gaskill explores the shuttle amateur radio experiment, SAR-X, which is now known as Amateur Radio on the International Space Station, or ARRIS. Gaskill said that while she wrote the article, she is not an expert on the subject, but there are many who are, including Kenneth Ransom, N5VHO, International Space Station Ham Project Coordinator since 2004. Ransom said that amateur radio in space was a possibility even before 1983, when astronaut Owen Garriott, W5LFL, who's now a silent key, made history during the STS-9 Space Shuttle Columbia mission with the first amateur radio contact from space. NASA had been looking for ways to bring amateur radio to Skylab and even to the moon. Having amateur radio in space has added a heightened level of interest not only to hams but for the overall program as well, said Ransom. Just being able to talk to a crew member on board the spacecraft is an amazing accomplishment. ARRIS is a cooperative venture of the International Amateur Radio Societies and the space agencies that support the ISS. In the U.S., participating organizations include NASA's Space Communications and Navigation SCAN program, the ISS National Laboratory, Space Station Explorers, ARRL, and AMSAT. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with his AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. At the AMSAT symposium several months ago, AMSAT was asked by David, G0MRF if we wanted to participate with AMSAT UK with an ESA geostationary payload. Drew, KO4MA, will represent AMSAT. We will welcome a representative from Canada. The first submittal of the AMSAT proposal was delivered on December 4th. This in no way means we will have a geostationary satellite soon, or if at all. It is an investigative look at what we need for frequencies, antennas, power, etc., and if it will work as a payload. This is really great news for hams, as QO100 has been so popular on the other side of the globe. The footprint is not even known at this time. It would really be great if another geostationary satellite had an amateur payload, and then more that could blanket the Earth. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. ...2023 has been a fun operating year for ARRL's Year of the Volunteers with the Volunteers on the Air VOTA event. To help members boost their VOTA point totals, ARRL is hosting a Red Badges on the Air activity on December 17th, 2023, from 1500 to 2100 UTC. The objective of the event is to provide an opportunity for VOTA participants to work more ARRL officers and elected officials, such as directors or section managers and headquarters staff members, and volunteers who offer higher point values in the year-long event. ARRL Radio Sport Manager Bart Jantke, W9JJ, explained, "The badges they wear at HamFest, conventions, and other formal occasions are red, hence the term Red Badges on the Air. ARRL Red Badges are worth a lot of points, as much as 300 points per contact for working ARRL President Rick Roderick, K5UR, so participants can quickly increase their VOTA points tally." Jantke stressed that the event is an activity day, not a contest, and there's no required amount of operating time. Participants will call CQ VOTA on phone or CQV or CW or digital modes. While the event is focused on encouraging those with ARRL Red Badges to hand out VOTA points, all activity is welcome, regardless of point value, and every ARRL member is worth at least 1 point in the operating event. Participants get credit for each band or band mode, regardless of point value. ARRL VOTA participants can use the leaderboard to determine how many points they've accumulated. You can read more about the special VOTA event at ARRL News. In Radio Sport this week, the year-long ARRL Volunteers on the Air VOTA event continues. At their website, you can see the state activation schedule for weekly W1AW portable operations, including December 6th through the 12th, Louisiana W1AW/5, Illinois W1AW/9, and Hawaii W1AW/KH6. December 13th through the 19th, Montana W1AW/7. Maine W1AW/1, and Indiana W1AW/9. And don't forget that December 17th is VOTA Red Badge Day. Upcoming contest on December 7th, it's the QRP ARCI Top Band Sprint, that's CW. December 7th and 8th, the Walk for the Bacon QRP contest, CW there. December 7th, the NRAU 10-meter activity contest, CW phone and digital. Also on December 7th, the CSKCC Sprint Europe, that's CW. December 9th and 10th, the ARRL 10-meter contest, CW and phone. And on December 9th through the 11th, the PODXS 070 Club Triple Play Low Band Sprint contest, that is digital. Upcoming section and state division conventions, December 8th through the 9th, the Tampa Bay HamFest hosting the ARRL West Central Florida Section Convention, that's in Plant City, Florida. January 6th, the Ham Radio University hosting the ARRL New York City Long Island Section Convention, that's in Brookville, New York. And on January 12th through the 14th, the ARRL Puerto Rico State Convention in Jalito, Puerto Rico. And finally this week, thanks to the IDEC, the Irvine Disaster Emergency Communications Group in Irvine, California, for airing the ARRL audio news on their mesh, AREDN, Amateur Radio Emergency Data Network. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL audio news for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL audio news is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, Visit us on the web at ARRL.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@ARRL.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.